More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Julieland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man that makes the Julieland universe go round, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you, sir. It revolves around me.
It does. You know. You are the sun.
I am. I am the sun, definitely.
You are the sun.
I'm hot.
You're my sunshine.
Hot.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, yeah? Actually. In a lot of pain, but I'm good.
You're always in pain.
I know.
You know, there's medication for that.
I know, but I'm trying to avoid medication.
Anacin? Anacin?
Bear's baby ass.
Bear baby. There we go.
No, no. An 8-ball would be fine.
Well, we're here in the beautiful month of March.
Yes.
And so we decided to do something a little bit different. And this is going to be our third time doing this now.
Correct.
We're getting to know people. Switching it up. Changing things.
As opposed to not getting to know them.
We don't get to know them.
Usually the previous 125 episodes, we've got nothing.
Well, we usually go stick with one topic.
Exactly.
It's one topic. You know, Ryan Driller, what did we talk to him about? Superheroes.
Right.
Or being a male talent. Right. Not where he came from. Not all the other stuff. You right. know, we talk about specific topics. But we're getting to know people today. So
Who are we getting to know today?
Today, we are going to get to know Kenna James.
Hi.
Hello, Kenna James.
Hi.
Welcome to More with Mo. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. So normally we put you on the spot and you have some sort of topic you have to talk about, but today we're not. We're just going to ask questions, get to know you,
talk
let
about
your
her.
Fans. Yeah, talk about you. We want your fans to get more about you. How many interviews have you done?
Countless. I don't think I can count on my fingers and toes how many I've done.
So she's a pro.
Experienced.
How many podcasts have you done?
This is my first.
She's a virgin, bitches. We got it.
Yeah. And you know how the first podcast, when it's their first podcast, you know what they have to do, right?
I was going to say topless, but that may be a little creepy.
No, no. They have to pay for the Chipotle.
Oh, Chipotle. Proud sponsor of More with Mo. They seem to be having less problems with the E. coli. So I feel safe to eat there again. So way to go, Chipotle. Yeah. We are also, we promote whoever, and we just say that they're a sponsor of the show. So
right. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So that's my latest. So, Kenna, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Let's know more about you.
Well, my name is Kenna. I can start with that. I'm 21. Okay. Yay for me. I can go drinking now.
Okay, hold on. I'm stopping right there. I'm going to stop right there. I'm 21. I can go drinking now. First
legally.
Of all, Mr. Avery, was the drinking age 21 when you were old enough to drink?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And luckily, I didn't really drink until I was 28.
Ah, there we go. Well, it was 21 for me as well. Kenna James, what is your beverage of choice when it comes to alcohol?
Vodka or tequila.
Okay. Do we have a mixer or do we just shoot it?
I like margaritas and I like to mix UV Blue vodka with Mountain Dew. It tastes like a Blue Jolly Rancher. Otherwise, I just shoot it.
Well, there we go. I like my alcohol to taste like alcohol.
I like dirty Sprite. It's my new thing.
With the great taste of Lyman?
No, I like Dirty Sprite. It's my whole thing now.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
You don't want to know what it is.
You don't know what Dirty Sprite is?
What is Dirty Sprite?
Google it.
Okay,
it's
my phone just lit up as soon as you said that.
No, it's like a concoction of a lot of drugs and booze and everything. It's like this thing that they drink in the hood. And it's pretty crazy when you read the recipe. It's insane. Like a lot of downers and like it just fucks you up royally.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it like they say, I guess in the part of the, one of the ingredients is Sprite. So they call it Dirty Sprite. There's another bunch of names for it too.
You know, since it's her first podcast, I'm not going to be rude and check the text message.
No.
But I want to say, Gracie Glam text messaged the show while we're here. Hi, Gracie. How's it going?
Yeah.
So, okay. So I rudely interrupted you. You like your booze. You like your alcohol. What else you got going on?
I'm a normal person other than that. I like to read, hike, do all that fun, boring stuff and Netflix and chill in my sweatpants and no shirt on. And
I do that as well.
Yeah.
But I bet you look a whole lot better doing it than I do.
Only
I look like the fat slob sitting there going, look at that. It's another episode of House of Cards.
Where's my bag of Cheetos?
So Netflix and chill. Are you a TV watcher or are you a movie watcher? What do you watch on there?
I tend to gravitate more toward TV.
Okay.
Lucifer is my new obsession.
Okay.
I love that show.
Recently, I just really have fallen in love with it. I'm also a Once Upon a Time girl. Just started up again.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of excited.
I've managed to dodge that one, but I was told last night Lucifer is a show that I should be watching.
So yes.
I should probably check it out.
It's really good.
Oh,
It's really good. I like it's very creative, like in the take on it of how they're playing that character. It's a very creative way. Very well done.
Very, very well done.
No spoilers there. That was impressive. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Okay, so so you go home at the end of your day. You sit down. Do you just chill? I mean, do you have other hobbies, or are you just a chill girl? You like hanging out?
Yeah, I just chill. I mean, I can every once in a while, but other than that, I just sit back and watch TV and eat a lot of food.
What's your favorite food?
Oh dear God, there's too many. I really like I like tacos a lot.
Okay.
Really like tacos.
Chipotle.
Soft, like burrito bowls.
Soft or hard?
Oh, hard's the only way to go.
Okay, interesting.
She sounds dirty whenever she says these things. She's so sweet, sweet little blonde girl. And
I'm not stupid.
Hard.
I'm trying to get her.
I like tacos and I like them hard.
Then I re-edit the whole thing and make her say things that she didn't really say. I like hard mo.
More, please. More.
Mo. Hard. Exactly.
So how long have you been in the wonderful world of porn?
October will be 2 years. So I'm on about a year and a half right now.
Nice.
So
you were actually pretty new the first time I met you on set.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you were a newbie. So you've grown up a little bit, a year and a half. That's not half bad.
You do girls only?
Girls only.
And let's drop some names.
Hold on. Okay, all right. Let's start off with first, why only girls?
Oh, you know, there are many different answers to that question. My one that I kind of stick with is girls are recreational and fun and boys are kind of more serious, but I don't know that I'll ever go to boys. I might. And that's not a no.
You never say never.
She hates men, so she says she hates men.
No. I love men. And all of my fans will know that I love men.
Okay.
So
give me some shit. Okay. Go ahead. I know where you're going.
Follow up. I was going to ask is that, so you say you, I like the idea that it's recreational. It's a good term to put it. So it's like playtime with a girl.
Absolutely.
Did you do girls before you got into adult?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
My first experiences were all with girls. Up until I was like 17.
Wow.
Or 16. Somewhere around there.
First podcast is with a boy, though.
Oh, yeah.
Go, Mo. I'm a winner.
Exactly.
Okay, so first experiences. What was your first experience then with a girl? What was the first thing you ever did with a girl?
It was a sleepover, actually. Oh. I don't have to mention how young I was, but...
she was under the age of 21.
Very much so.
We started playing with our Barbies, and one thing led... And we had kicked Ken out of the room, and we just got two Barbies. Right? Is that what it was? It starts out with Barbies, and then they're like, ooh, what do we need Ken for? He doesn't need to be here. Let's get Barbie.
If you could only see the expressions on our faces and how excited he is about doing Ken and Barbie, it's good. Okay, so you had some fun with a girl at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And anything not too dirty for the young age group? You could see her face.
Well, it was sex.
Oh,
it was sex. She was more experienced than I was, obviously by a few years.
It was the babysitter.
No, it wasn't. My parents were in the next room.
Okay. Whoa.
It's creepy. Now it's gone to creepy.
Now we've gone a little odd.
We went from cute and fun to creepy in a second.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good at that.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me about the second time you had sex with a girl.
It was actually at school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the bathroom between classes. What classes? I don't remember, but.
Her life is a porno. Her life is an actual porno. So I had sex with this girl while my parents were in the other room. My second time having sex was at school in between classes.
We were supposed to be at recess.
Oh, God.
So were you really sexually, do you remember, think when you were younger, did you think sexual thoughts at an early age? Were you curious automatically, or were you looking at porn at all?
Yeah.
Because I meet girls in this day and age, a lot of these girls I meet, we're looking at porn at 10 and 12 years old. And they're like, yeah, I wanted to be a porn star since I was 12. Younger? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I saw porn at a very young age.
Can you imagine, I always say it like this, can you imagine the 10-year-old Mo in today's world with the internet the way it is and all the porn that's out there, all the free stuff out there, the 10-year-old me would be insane right now.
Oh yeah. I'd
go crazy.
I think my career choice would be
I would have gotten into porn when I was 18. Exactly.
I would have been ruling the planet and going, photo school, should I go do this? No, go to porn. No. Go quickly.
I would have skipped the whole photo thing.
Yeah, skip right. Learn it all on YouTube and go work in porn. Kind of like how everybody does it now.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
So you've only been in a year and a half. How many scenes do you think you've done?
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I can't even begin to guess.
They're wow.
A lot.
100? 150?
Somewhere around there, probably. Wow. But.
Busy girl.
Oh, yeah.
Busy beaver.
And what companies do you work? Have you worked for?
Oh, God. I've worked with Penthouse.
Heard of them.
Heard of them.
Nubile's, FTV, Brazzers. I've never worked with Naughty America, and that's kind of one of my only. That and Evil Angel. Everybody else I've kind of worked with.
Have you, do you, what do you call it? Do you do webcams or anything like that?
Yes.
Oh, you do. I was going
to
say.
Wait, not to date this, but she did webcamming recently, right? Like a couple days ago. Okay. And played Twister.
Oh. He was watching.
I was not watching, but I came across on Twitter. And I was like, hot girls playing Twister.
That's there we funny. Go. Naked girls doing
Twister. So it was you and Tally Dova and somebody else. I don't remember.
Elena Woods was kind of there, but she wasn't really playing Twister. She was just kind of there spinning the little thing, making comments.
Okay, so you're on cam. I only saw just some photos and maybe a little video clip. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. A Vine or something. So... your fans came on, they paid to watch you guys play Twister, and
well,
you...
they tipped to spin.
Okay.
So like we did it and we got all oiled up with baby oil and squirted all over the mat, so it was a little more interesting. And they would tip us to spin. So we had it set at like, I think, 5 or 10 tokens to spin. Every time they tip, we'd spin it. And then after a while they just got crazy with the tips and
what
we got
site naked. Is this on?
My free cams.
Ooh, I gotta look.
Yeah,
I love my free cams.
He's like, do you play Sorry? How about Bobble?
Totally.
You like Bobble?
Oh my God.
Trivial Pursuit. Uno. Uno.
I love Uno. Oh my God, there's one called Uno Roboto, and it's my favorite little thing ever. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
It's a little robot, and you press its head, and it like gives you orders, and you can make up like house rules. Like somebody takes a shot every time if it's your turn or something, and you can make up house rules. And it's so much fun. I love it.
Can I tell you my Uno story?
Oh God.
I know it has nothing to do with her.
I'm just sad that you have an Uno story.
It is that. Let me tell you.
Anybody else has a Uno story, please put it in the comment section of this episode. I'd love to hear it.
No, Uno. So I have this crazy Uno. So I was many years ago, I was in Europe with my girlfriend, and we were in Paris, and we were taking a train somewhere else or something like that. So we're on a train, you know, like how they have the little tables and you have seats across each other. And like I was sitting there with my girlfriend, and this crazy family was behind me. And the whole time, this brother and sister were playing Uno, and they were French. So every time the boy would get Uno or whatever, you know, do Uno, he'd scream, Uno! Like in that French crazy accent, Uno! Like nonstop for like 2 hours on this train ride. My girlfriend and I are doing everything we can not to bust out laughing because it was a French accent. It was like, Uno! Uno! And we're like the whole, for 2 hours, we're just shaking our hands like, oh my God. And then it'd get quiet for a while and you can hear them like playing. All of a sudden you hear this, Uno! And like, and we're looking at the parents like, do something for fuck's sake. This kid's screaming Uno the whole time. It was 2 hours of hell.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. That's my Uno story.
What is your favorite board game?
My favorite board game? Oh, God. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That was too easy. I stumped her on favorite board game. I'm going Monopoly, Mr. Avery.
Life.
I always like Sorry.
There we go. Sorry. See?
There we go.
Yeah.
I just didn't think about it.
I have Sorry here. I have Sorry here.
I figured she was going to pull out, like, Risk.
Oh, no. I fucking hate Risk because I'm awful at it. I like
Stratego.
Oh,
there we go.
Checkers.
I'm recently learning chess. That's
very good.
Fun. Oh. Yeah. That's... my brother's teaching me how to play chess.
Oh, very good.
Nice. Now, and then you can play that on webcam.
Yeah, I could.
Tip, and I'll make a move, and then you make a move. I mean, so when you're doing the webcamming, it's a whole different experience from being on set with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I tell you what to do and what to wear, and I'll go do this and go do that. Then you get put in front of the director who tells you what to do, and all. Do you enjoy being at home and being able to cam and be creative and do whatever the hell you want that way, or do you prefer to be on set?
It depends on how well my camming's going that night.
Ah, how much money you're making that day.
Exactly.
So it comes down to the almighty dollar.
Yes.
Like everything does.
Everything
where have you
eventually
been?
Does.
It's life ain't nothing but bitches and money.
I don't do well on webcam. They're just not quite into me. They're tipping me to put it all back on. Here you go. You're playing Twister. It on.
They're like, we'll give you 100 tokens if you turn your camera off.
But it's a good business motto. I mean, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Just start off naked and you'll make money to put clothes on.
I got,
do it reverse of me.
I got hit up by a cam company actually when they saw that because I was doing stuff with Alex from time to time, and they hit me up and said, "We'd love to have you on as a cam model, blah, blah." Now, I don't know if it was meant for me or if it was for Alex, but they only put my name in there. So I decided to go look. I don't even know what cam site it was. I went to go see. I was like, what if they have dudes on there? Yes, they have dudes on there. Okay, do they have 40-year-old overweight dudes? Yes, they did. Fuck, it was probably for me. Never mind, I don't want to do that. So you've done many, 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 many scenes. Do you remember your very first one?
My very first scene? I believe it was Penthouse.
Really?
Yeah.
With who?
Yeah.
I always just want to know.
No, I mean, like, it was a solo. Oh, I mean, really? Like, it was a solo, but it was my pet shoot. Very first shoot ever.
Wow.
Wait, your pet shoot?
But your first video, though. What was your first?
No, that has video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it has solo video. One
okay, how about your first sex?
My first sex with Danny Daniels with Reality Kings for We Live Together.
That's
Danny,
not bad.
Danny who?
No, come on, Danny Daniels. She's pretty
Danny
hot.
Daniels.
She hasn't been on the
friend
show.
Friend of the podcast.
Yeah, friend. We love Danny. Former friend. She hasn't been on in a long time.
We love Danny. We love Danny. Let's make that clear.
We love Danny. She's amazing. She is one of my all-time favorite people, not in this room.
Yeah.
She is great.
I agree.
So do you remember what the scene was like? Did you enjoy yourself? Did Danny scare the shit out of you?
Was Danny gentle?
Danny's never gentle.
And describe it to us really slowly and quietly with a whisper.
This isn't Vivid Radio.
So it started off with this phone call.
She's from good.
From my agent. Saying, I have a scene for you.
And then I drove across town.
And I got to set. No, but it was fun. I was nervous. I was so nervous because even though I'd had sex with girls, it was never like on film before. And it was like, okay, so she's done this God knows how many times and it's my first time. Oh God, what if I suck? Which it wasn't the case. It was also the first time I squirted on camera and it was great. It was fun. I had a great time. Everyone was very cool. Danny was actually really gentle.
Hmm. Wow,
she's a good girl. I like Danny Daniels. She's now directing. With her, she's doing other stuff.
Did you work with her after that as well?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
A couple different times, and now she directs a lot. So,
I get to. Oh. Who are your favorite girls to work with?
Oh, why are you taking my questions, bitch?
Because I was waiting.
Who
for
your
you.
Favorite? Who's your favorite girl to work with? Huh? Who are they?
Because I got the follow up to that.
Go ahead.
I want to know who do you want to work with?
Oh my God. Welcome to More with Mo, where I won't be asking any more questions. So, who are your favorite girls to work with?
You know, I don't have a...
I do this on purpose. You know that, right?
I really don't have any favorites. I mean, each girl I love working with in their own way. Everything's got something different about them.
That is the most political answer I've heard.
It's funny. They don't say that about you.
Oh, that's fine.
So you don't have a favorite girl. You don't have somebody that you go, I really like working with that girl.
Okay, I do. I love working with Mia Malkova. She's one of my favorites.
I love Mia.
She
is a sweetheart.
I want to meet her someday.
She is too good to be on my show, I believe. Mia, if you're listening, I think you're too.
Hint, hint.
Hint, come on over. You can bring that guy you're married to. He's fine, too. Danny's cool.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Exactly. I'll text her and just say, hey, so we gave you a plug. So who's your least favorite girl?
I am not at liberty to discuss. I plead the fifth.
You can say Ash Hollywood. Don't worry about it.
She's the only one you can say. Or Alex Chance. She's a pain in the ass. We can talk shit. As long as the girls we know, we can talk shit.
As long as
the rest, they'll like stab me on set. They'll be like, so I heard on your podcast.
Shank you with a makeup brush. Right? I've been. That's happened to me, by the way. I got shanked with a makeup brush. It did not feel good. And I won't tell you who did it, but I'm sure you'll know.
I can make some guesses. So tell me, are you having fun in porn? Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, I love it. It's the favorite thing I think I've ever done.
Really?
I love it.
Well, you're young, so don't worry. Better things come.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
It's like we're both kind of going, joke. Like, little does she know that it gets worse as you get old and just downhill.
So far, what do you think the biggest upside to porn is? What's the best thing going on with you for this?
I make good money.
I got another sugar mama right over. So it's the money. You're now.
Well,
if you made less money, would you still want to do it?
It depends on how much less, but I really actually do enjoy other aspects of my job. I like to meet new people. Like, I've gotten to meet you and you're really awesome. And I've gotten to meet you and you're really awesome. And I've gotten to meet a lot of good girls and a lot of good directors and photographers. And I mean, it's,
you meet all sorts of crazy, kind of cool, weird people.
You do. And like, makeup artists are some of my favorite people.
Yeah.
They're great. Yeah. They kill me.
Yeah, I think
you want to throw out a good makeup artist. Who's your favorite?
Lisa Sloan. I love her to pieces.
Why do
I
know that name? Lisa.
Why do I know that name?
I don't know. She rubs her ass on me all the time.
She
likes talking about my dick. Yeah.
I think I worked with her.
I shit you not. If you went up to Lisa tomorrow and said, "I was on Mo's podcast. Did he show you his dick?" And then she will tell you about my deck.
Oh, I know. I'm on set with her all the time.
I love her.
Da, da, da,
da. And she likes to talk. Love you, Lisa. She's a cool chick. We don't use her much for Penthouse. I worked with her with Wicked and other things like that. But no, I love Lisa.
I did it for Girls' Way, and they're kind of their girl.
Girls' Way. Alan has been a guest. Bree Daniels. Bree Daniels.
Bree Mills.
Bree Mills. Bree Daniels is a...
She loved Bree Daniels, but...
Bree Mills. Sorry, Bree. Yeah,
sorry, Bree.
Bree Olson.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bree.
You're on all the Brees.
That's all I got. Bree Mills was on the show, and I love her. She's
awesome.
Person.
I've never actually met Bree.
She made a remark on one of my tweets like a week or so ago.
Did it make you feel special?
I just thought it was happy that she remembered me.
Yeah. So what do you think? So we got some good sides. You seem very positive of everything. Any downsides? Anything negative come about by porn that...
Yeah, besides doing this podcast show.
Your career is going downhill the longer you sit here and talk to us.
Exactly. The longer the episode, the worse it gets.
I haven't had any negative experiences with porn, thankfully for me. You know, I've heard horror stories, but there's horror stories everywhere you go. Thankfully, none of mine have been.
I got a question. Have you had the experience, and I'm not saying, I'm sure you said fuck off, but have you had the experience of any sort of casting couch experience in porn yet? Has somebody said, if you do this, you get this kind of, have you had any of that experience at all?
None.
Not even a hint kind
no,
of thing?
No, not even a hint.
That's pretty cool.
Why are you looking at me? Are you sure it's never happened over there?
There was this one time, and I can't tell you what his name was, but it started with a Mo.
He said if I do whatever he wants, he'll get me some Chipotle.
So I'm sure you get asked this question, and I'm sure you're tired of answering this question, but I have to ask it. So when are you going to start doing guys?
Maybe never.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't made my decision yet. I don't need it. I don't have to.
There's no rush.
No, there's no rush.
No, absolutely not.
You're a year and a half in, and you're doing very well for, you know, just doing girl-girl. Some girls go, I'm only going to do girl-girl, and then they realize that they get about six scenes, and it's like, oh, you made it through the girl-girl market, and now you got nothing.
Now you got nothing.
You work the girls until you're like, tired of it, or they're tired of you, one or the other.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, do I want to do guys? And then you can make that decision, have discussions with friends and family or whoever you want to talk to.
And then anal.
Just don't go straight to anal the first point.
Oh, she's not doing no anal?
I mean, I've done anal in my personal life, but no. I don't know that I don't know about anal.
So who I got to ask you this dumb question because Mo was not going to ask it because I asked the dumb ones. Is
what's your favorite color?
If you were
a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
when you were growing up, and you were, I'm assuming you were looking at porn growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a porn star that you were looking at that you just thought like, oh, that's, I want to work. I want to fuck. Whatever.
James Dean.
Really?
Yes.
You want to be like James Dean?
Successfully? Yes. Success-wise, yes.
Mm.
Okay, I have to say, James Dean text messaged me yesterday about something, and
you got
to
get him on here.
I love James. Oh, getting James on here is a possibility if we moved this podcast to his apartment or to his house.
Oh, no, I think he would.
If I picked him up and drove him
that's
here,
fine,
he
do
probably
it.
Would. No, no, it was cool. I love
James.
Like
James.
James
I like
is one
James.
Of my favorite people, and even still, when he texts me about stuff, it's kind of, I'm like, oh, look, I'm getting a text from James Dean. Look,
oh my gosh, it's so funny. I texted him one day, and I can't remember what I was going to ask him or what I was going to say to him, but I texted him, and he texted back, and he goes, hey, pretty lady, and I looked at my friend Tally, I'm like, look! And I was so excited.
Every experience I've had with him is really good, so I think he'd be good. You should get him on.
You
had Ryan on here. You could get...
I had Ryan on here. I can get James Dean.
Exactly.
We'll work on it. If there's a girl down here that will do anal, I can get James Dean down here really exactly. fucking quick. Come do my podcast.
Very.
You can fuck this girl in the ass.
Yeah.
Can I film it for money?
Yeah.
Yes, you can. He'll be here. Exactly. I don't know what vehicle he'll be driving, but he'll be here.
Send him an Uber.
So what other, you have your Netflix and chill. You obviously like to play some Twister. What other things do you do in your, what other interests do you have? What else do you do in your
I life? Play video games.
Oh, ooh. Gamer girl.
Can I ask her? can I ask a question?
PlayStation or Xbox?
I have both.
Whoa. Oh.
I have one in the bedroom and one in the living room.
Wow.
One in the pink, one in the stink.
She's cool.
Wow. So what's your favorite game?
I've been pretty stuck on my Star Wars Battlefront. I don't like it as much as the original. It kind of taken on a Call of Duty kind of feel to it to me. I really like Far Cry. I've been playing it recently. I'm excited to get Primal.
As the two old men look at each other going, what the fuck is she talking about?
I know. I the last game I kind of played was Call of Duty, like, 3 or 2.
Oh, I still play Call of Duty.
I love it.
I love Call of Duty, and I'm playing... I just got a PS4. Alex got it for me for Christmas, and awesome. I play Injustice. But I wanted to get Battlefront, and I just haven't had time.
It's good. I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I do like it. I don't like it as much as I did the original one. So what do you think about Injustice? Somebody just bought that for me. I'm really excited.
I enjoy it. It's Mortal Kombat with superheroes.
Yes!
And the plot line, I read the comic book plot line behind the game.
I'm assuming this is DC.
It is DC. Shut up. It's fucking awesome. So I play, it's Mortal Kombat with.
See, that's what I was told. And he's like, put it on your wish list, I'll buy it for you, and then let me know what you think about it. So I was like, thank you.
Funny enough, somebody got it for me off my Amazon wish list as well.
Who?
Somebody.
I never get anything.
It was a gift. It was on my let's go with this. It was on my Amazon wish list, and then somebody bought it for me in a different venue and gave it to me.
Oh,
okay. I get nothing. I'm not that important.
I know.
Not that important, but I get nothing. Kind of important.
This was a non-performer, so it wasn't.
Okay, doesn't matter, but you got something.
It's like when you get something from the girls, you're going, what do you want?
You want something.
Exactly.
So video games, music, anything?
I love music. I love every kind of music, just about, except god-awful rap. I won't listen to it. I'll do Eminem.
What was your first concert you went to?
Never heard that question before.
Do rodeos count?
Huh?
Do rodeos count?
No. Oh. First concert? No.
Hold on. I disagree, but go ahead.
No, they don't, because this is a discussion I've had for a long time. But it's basically, you can't count, like, because I always say when I was a kid, I went to Knott's Berry Farm and I saw Ray Stevens play, but like, which you guys don't know. But like, you can't count that. It's the first show that you went to where it could be with your parents or something like that, but it's the first show you went to that was like a venue for this performance.
Okay. I have to say, it was tons of them. I saw Skillet. I saw Whitesnake. I saw The Sick Puppies. My Darkest Day.
So it was one big festival?
It's called Rocklahoma. It's in Pryor, Oklahoma. I skipped the last couple days of school to go to it.
Awesome.
So.
That's a good first concert.
All that popped into my head was the song from Oklahoma. R-O-C-K-L.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes.
That's funny. Okay, so you're well rounded. You like a lot of different things. That's cool.
Well rounded.
No, meaning there's some girls who are. What do they like? They like their dog. They like their weed, and they like their bong.
I think you need to sit there and tweet. Mo says I'm well rounded.
Wow.
Tweet, quote unquote, I'm well-rounded.
No, I mean, some girls you ask questions, go, no, I'm not really into anything. And so, no, or, I know. What kind of band do you
we
like?
We won't name names.
I like this.
Some
girls. Anything else?
But basically, it's just some girls, like, all they do is smoke weed, shake their ass in front of a camera, and play with their dogs all day long. That's all they do.
I don't have a dog, so.
Yes. There we go.
I have cats.
So, I like asking this question. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A veterinarian.
That was very fast.
I know what I've wanted since junior high.
Really?
Yep.
Is it love of animals or love of helping animals? What is it?
Everything. I love helping them. I love playing with them. I love being around them. They just make me happy.
So, I hear this. I hear girls that say this, and then I always go back to, that usually when they come to the vet, it's not for good reasons.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Because I love animals, and I couldn't be a vet because I'd be the one going... can't save this one or I can't,
we gotta put it down.
Yeah, it's like I can't do that. It's like, no, I'll take it home, that's why I was going. And it's like, they come there, it's like for a reason.
Yeah, usually they're sick or if they have to be put down, there's usually a reason, and it's not going to be the best part of the job, but I'm hoping there'll be more than good than bad.
Yeah, and you're also, it's also they're coming to you to get
because they're sick and you get to make them feel better. And
exactly.
That, I mean, I think that's most of it. It's just you get to make your pets feel better. Mm-hmm. I think if I know a veterinarian. I think it's a cool job.
Yeah.
And if and the people that do it, if you ever meet a veterinarian, they love being a veterinarian. They love animals. It's like it's like not like, oh, yeah, I just chose this because I couldn't be a dentist and I'm going to go do. It's like they go. That's a passion.
Yeah.
Kind of a passion profession.
I worked at a vet clinic for a couple of years, actually, while I was in high school. You know, I cleaned kennels and stuff like that. You know, I didn't do anything really that important, but I loved it. I mean, I absolutely did. I think it's actually one of my favorite jobs.
Wow.
If it paid better, I would go back and do it now.
Wow.
I loved it.
No, I think it's good. That's smart of you. So many people these days, I love animals too. You wouldn't know it, but I do love them. I like them.
I've never seen you near an animal, except for Ash Hollywood.
I was just going to say, have you seen Ash? Have you seen Ash when she hasn't showered?
Ash Hollywood so much on this
show. I know, because
I
miss her.
I haven't seen Ash in so long.
I haven't seen her in almost 2 months. Ash, hurry up and come over. She's actually supposed to be here tonight.
Oh, well, look at that. We'll bump this girl out of this chair so
fast. She's not. She's too busy for me.
I see where I rank.
All right.
Well, have you ever heard of a show called Inside the Actor's Studio?
Yes.
On Bravo TV?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, it's on Bravo?
I was like, yeah.
Can you name the
host?
It's
the one. It's the one show they have that has nothing to do with Housewives.
Okay.
or crazy fucked up people.
Well, we decided to steal, and by me and us, and I mean Mr. Avery, decided we're going to steal some questions.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you 10 questions. These are the same 10 questions that are asked on that fine, fine program that I have not watched in far too long. Okay. I should probably go back and watch.
And the host is James Lipton.
James Lipton.
So you get to be James Lipton.
Yes, I do.
Okay. these are famous questions poor. That he answers.
I'm a very poor impressionist.
Okay.
What is your favorite word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I love Mary Poppins. What is your least favorite word?
Cunt.
What turns you on?
Turns me on. I have to pick one.
Well, you can say like what turns you on. It can be a few things, but what turns you on? Hugs?
Kisses. I like when people kiss me.
Oh, there we go.
Kissing's probably my favorite. There we go. I knew it'd come to me eventually if I could stall long enough.
What turns you off?
Smelly assholes. Like in the most legitimate sense.
What sound do you love?
Laughter actually is one of my favorite sounds.
Nice. What sound do you hate?
People chewing on forks.
That's a good one.
What's your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
What profession, other than yours, would you like to attempt?
Veterinarian.
That's easy. I mean,
that was an easy
that
one.
That one's pretty.
What profession would you not like to do?
Cleaning out porta potties.
Oh my God. Smelly assholes and porta potties.
She has a situation. Serious situation with
ladies and gentlemen, I think we know what she doesn't like. And finally, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
About fucking time.
Very nice. Kenna James, thank you so much for coming out and being a guest on More with Mo. Where can your fans find you out on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitter at KennaJames21. You can find me on Instagram, Kenna.JamesXrated, as my friend always reminds me. And you can find me on my free cams at JustKennaJames.
Just Kenna James. Actually, I had a question about your Twitter name.
Oh, yes.
Did it used to be Kenna James 20 and now it's Kenna James 21?
Nope. 21 is just an easy number to remember and people don't forget it.
I didn't know if maybe you changed it each time you went up in a year. I was like, because that would be awesome.
That's my favorite number, by the way.
That is?
Yep. It was my number in every sport I played. Every jersey I ever had was always number 21.
Mine's 16. So.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's
9. It was just taken.
Well, Mr. Avery, where can your fans find you on the interwebs?
That's a good question. They can find me at richardaveryphoto.com.
Very nice. Well, Kenna James, thank you so much for coming out. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Maurice. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter. Mo Triple X, or Mox, as some people like to call me. Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. And if you want to check out everything, go over to TheAverageMo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.